A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Nothing from you, Miles. I said I'd give you a total set, a countdown, setup.
No,
you say something rude, or you know.
No, all I heard was you like say something like a one.
Yeah, a one. Yeah. Anyway, hey everybody.
Then, well, start it again. Okay, edit this part out.
I'm not editing. A one.
I told you
two,
to edit.
A one, two, three, four.
Hey everyone, this is Bob's well-hung friend El Mucho Ding Dong.
That's not even funny. Oh my god. It's funny. All right, hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
What's not even funny? This is Miles.
This is Miles.
I'm just
Miles.
I'm just the other guy.
It's Miles and the other guy. All right.
No, it's Bob Lament and the other guy.
It's Bob Lament and the other guy. I don't think we're streaming, but I'm not going to worry about that right now.
Oh, fuck.
I am exhausted, Miles.
You've been busy.
I've been up. I've been down.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of town recently.
Detroit?
Like as recently as a few hours ago.
And, I flew into Flint, Michigan.
What?
You flew into Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up the water in Flint.
Yeah.
You're going to help out. My new gig.
Yeah.
The pilot tonight on the way back into St. Louis was like, you know, Johnny Daredevil or something. My gosh, we did these maneuvers on the way into the airport. It was like I was on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. We're all leaning to one way and then leaning the other way and then going forward and going backwards.
Señor.
Yeah, it was a little intense on the landing compared to most of them. I mean, the funny thing was, they did these maneuvers in the air, right? Like, you know, tipping. I mean, I was looking straight down. It was like I was on a ride at, you know, Six Flags or something. And then I went the other way. I was looking down out the other window. And then we leveled off, and we landed actually fairly smoothly, but that kind of jolting back and forth, you know, I don't know what they were doing. But
yeah.
Evasive maneuvers, Captain.
I spilled my drink.
Yeah, at that point, they'd already cleaned up all that stuff. You know,
Nobody had your drink.
Nobody had no drinks at that stage. We were all buckled
in. I'll
have
another sarsaparilla.
Give me another sarsaparilla. But I was out of town for business. I don't normally have to do that. Every once in a while, I get called upon. I don't know what you'd call it. I get invited. I get called upon. I get asked. I mean, whatever you want to say.
Hijacked.
Yeah. I am very much a hermit.
A fancy lad.
Yeah. And so, like, I was at this thing for a few days, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll go to dinner with somebody if I know them. And a lot of times if I'm tired, I just go get, you know, something delivered to my room or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably what I did most of the time. But so I got asked to go to this, business dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of these deals where, you know, it's kind of like salespeople are courting, you know, the group. So, you know, they're going to, So, I mean, it's a spread, right? So we go to this tiki place with all the tikis.
You weren't at Disney World, were you? The tiki
room? No, it wasn't the Enchanted Tiki Bar, no. But it was like a tiki place, and you know, everybody's drinking and whatnot. And so, and then it's just like this enormous spread of food. It was crazy. Like, oh, would you like an appetizer? And I'm like, no, I don't really. I don't know. And so then they're,
Do you like coffee?
Yeah, you like coffee? But there was like eight of us. And so, you know, everybody else is ordering shit because they're like, yeah, it's free. It's all free, right? This sales guy is going to pay for it. And oh, so we man. Had like this whole table full of every appetizer on the menu. I swear to God, there was like, you know, calamari, and there was, you know, all kinds of weird stuff that I never would eat. I'd never eat calamari. They look like rubbery onion rings, if you ask me.
That'd be a cold day in hell. I eat that.
Really? But they were challenging because I was on the coast, yeah. And so therefore it was, you know, a lot of seafood. So
yeah,
they had some shrimps, some calamari. They had, I don't even know, these tubes with mayonnaise in it. I don't even know what the hell it was. It was just bizarre.
These flesh colored tubes full of mayonnaise.
I'm a picky eater. As people, if they are on the, watch the show, I'm not going to eat any tube of mayonnaise. And then everybody's like eating these things. They're like, oh, these are so good. These tubes of mayonnaise.
There was like this hole in the wall and this tube came out. And it was flesh colored.
But it was
this, full of mayonnaise.
And they were like eating all this weird stuff. And so I actually ate a shrimp, which I've never had a shrimp in my life.
Ugh, hard no. Ugh.
It was a deep fried coconut shrimp or something like that. And I thought, I gotta try to blend in here. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, the a tiger or something. I don't know. I need to get my speckles, my leopard spots or something. And so I'm like, okay, give me one of them shrimps. And I choked that thing down. And then at the same time all this is happening, my wife is texting me. She's like, you're not going to like anything there.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, she's coaching me in the back. Well, she's a bad coach because she's like, you're not going to like a thing. You know, you're going to be an embarrassment to everyone, you know?
Right.
And so then she's like looking at the menu from a distance.
I'll have the glory hole special.
No, and, come on. You're horrible. So so she's trying, and then she goes, oh, wait a minute. You'll like this Korean fried chicken. So I said, okay, that's what I'm going to get, Korean fried chicken.
Yeah. Was it
any
good?
It was all right. I wouldn't say. Yeah. I had to look up, so I couldn't remember what scallions were. On the menu says it comes served with scallions. I'm like, is that a seafood? A scallion? I feel like an idiot. I didn't ask. I just Googled it.
Aren't those onions or something?
Scallion? Yeah, they're like an onion, which I like onions, so I was all right. Yeah. But anyway, so there are people. Everybody's drinking, and
sure.
Except for me, I don't. I don't drink, and so everybody's drinking. They're eating like this, you know, feast that's all over the table with everything you can imagine. You know, all you know, kind of. Polynesian in its yeah. variety there. And so I'm sitting next to the kind of like the leader, I suppose, right? The person, the boss.
The Jim Jones of the group.
The Jim Jones, yeah. And
everyone hoists their grape Kool-Aid.
He orders this. They have a specialty is this Mai Tai that is all alcohol. There's no like filler. There's no juice. There's no soda. There's no water. It's like 10 different types of alcohol. And he downs this thing.
Oh my God.
In record time. And he's like, now he's getting touchy.
Oh, that's just what you don't like.
Yeah, I know. So like he keeps touching my arm. And he's asking, then the food comes and he wants me to try his food.
Yeah.
And he had like, I don't know, it looked like a hunk of liver in a bunch of water. It was like some kind of beef stew. And
so are you two on a date at this point? Or
no, what? There's eight of us all together.
No, I know. But it just sounds like you and this dude are really connecting. I mean,
well,
you know.
I know him I only know him a little bit, but he's like, hey. You know, hey, Bob, try this. Try it. I'm like, I don't want to try it.
Because you have been mistaken as a woman before. I'm just saying.
That's true. On more than one occasion. I'm like, no, that's okay. No, thanks. No, thank you.
I want to try my
He's like, no, you got to try. It's good. Try it. try it. And I'm like, no, thanks. I can only imagine that this is what a woman feels like when the guy is coming on to her too strong. Because this guy really wanted me to eat his food.
Honey, you want me to cut your meat for you?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, Dave, but you don't have to.
He kept asking me, though. So we go on a little further into the evening. He gets a daiquiri after he drank this 10 alcohol Mai Tai thing.
Oh, my God.
And he's drinking this daiquiri, and, you know, we're kind of working our way through dinner. I get my chicken, which was all right. It was pretty good. And the next thing I know, he's sitting there. He's kind of groggy. And I'm talking to the rep, right? The guy who is paying for everything. Because I'm trying to make a good show of it. I don't understand how to act in all these situations. So I'm like, well, I should at least engage the guy in some conversation. Don't you think? Isn't that what the proper thing to do?
Hell yeah, man. I would have got free golf out of it and shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You work people. I don't do that. I want to be left alone. You work people.
I'd be like, free pens, man. You got a mouse pad,
You got a mouse pad. What do you got in your trunk? You got anything in your trunk besides a spare tire?
You got any Oxy, man?
Oxy.
What you got, man? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. So
you got any Molly for me and my friend here?
So I'm talking like to the rep's leaning forward a little bit. The boss guy's leaning back a little bit. I'm leaning forward. I'm talking to the rep, you know, because we have a little bit of common ground in the Midwest. He's from Arkansas. So I'm like, I've been to Arkansas several times. I know people in Arkansas, blah, blah, blah. And so I was talking about that. Next thing I know, the boss is sleeping.
You roofied your own boss, man.
He roofied himself. He totally is... Is like, you know how you like lean your head forward with your head down? Yeah. He is totally asleep.
God.
This place is so noisy. There's like a bachelorette party or something going on behind us, and they're all whooping and yelling.
I would have gotten out of that, man.
There's like all these women in weird outfits, you know, tight outfits walking around us. And yelling and everything. And then I'm trying to talk to the rep, and then the boss is sleeping. I mean, he just nodded right out. And I'm looking at him, and then I'm like, what's the etiquette? He's literally, I mean, he's not snoring because, I mean, it's so loud in there. Probably wouldn't have heard it anyway. So we just kind of finish our conversation, and I let him sleep. Yeah. And then he kind of pops up, and he wakes up a little bit, and he's like, and he just starts joining in. Oh yeah, yeah. What are you guys doing? Yeah. Hey, have you tried my beef stew? I'm like, no, I don't want the beef stew. Hey, Michael. And I'm like, I don't want the beef stew. I think I made him feel bad because the lady across from me had these spicy ribs. That I did taste.
Oh, God.
Because they were really good. They were really good ribs. So I sure they're called firecracker ribs or something. I don't know. But it was really tasty.
Hey, Bob. Bob, you want a little special K for dessert? Nah, man. I'm good, man. I'm straight, man. I don't want that, man.
The boss guy wakes up for a while and... We're all chatting and talking and passing food around and everything. And then he conks out again. I mean, he was fast asleep. And so this lady that I work with is across from me is like yelling at him. She's like, hey, Dan, Dan, Dan. You know, everybody's lit. Dan can't shut up. Dan. And so I elbowed him right in the ribs. Pow. And he pops up and he's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, my gosh, it was the most bizarre thing. And, I mean, these are all highly professional, highly educated people that I work with. So we're not talking about any kind of truck driving, you know, camel wearing kind of a situation. These people are highly educated.
I mean, fuck.
What's that? You know?
Doesn't mean they don't know how to party.
No, you know? Exactly. He totally went for it. He downed this 10 alcohol Mai Tai thing in like 5 minutes, and the guy's blotto or something.
Oh man, I would have loved to have been on that trip, man. I would have made the most of that evening.
Oh, you would. Well, you would have loved it, because not only was there a sales guy, it was a sales gal as well.
Oh man, now you're talking.
And you would have totally been like all over this, I'm telling you. But anyway, like I never have. This is not my scene, right? This is not what I do.
Wait. Okay, go back. What did the sales lady look like? Kristen Stewart?
She looked like a kind of a variant of Adrienne Barbeau in her 40s, late 40s.
Oh, man. Let's hit the pause button on this.
I'm trying to think of anybody who's more, you know, modern than that, but that's who she reminded me of, to be honest with you. So,
I'm going to whip up a batch just thinking about that.
Oh my God, you're Jesus terrible. Christ. But I, this is not my scene. This is not what I do, but, I was forced into it, and, you know, I try to make the best of it, but I'm like, what do you do when, you know, he's not my boss particular, but he's kind of the leader of this situation that I'm in.
So?
And here he is dozing off. And, I mean, everybody had a good time. The funny thing was, there was a guy straight across from him. He's like in his 80s. And he drank.
Coach. It's Coach and Cheers.
Well, the thing is, he had the same drink. And he did not fall asleep.
That's funny.
And I'm familiar with, I mean, I know him for a while, but yeah, he's definitely, he's got to be like 83 or 84. And
oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. And he sucked back this Mai Tai. He had no problem at all. I don't know. Man. It was one of the weirdest sales food things I've ever been involved in. I've never had anybody at one of those kind of events fall asleep on
you.
Me.
You missed a great opportunity there, my friend. Man,
what are you talking
really
about? Give me some feedback here.
I would have had a few cocktails. I would have went to the table behind me, be like, "Hey, ladies, you like some jokes? All right."
Yeah, no, that's you. Be like, see, you hey, need to. Gramps. I should have took you along, and then you could basically go out to dinner for me, and I could just stay back at the hotel.
Hey, Gramps, let's do a few lines, man. Come on, me and you, man.
You're terrible. It was fun. And then we finished it was a long dinner. It took like a couple hours, and then we went our merry ways. But yeah, it was, I've never had anybody fall asleep in the middle of a dinner.
How about making love? Has that ever happened?
During dinner? No, it's never happened either. Well,
you want to call it dinner? Yeah.
So yeah, either I was super boring and I just kind of bored him to death, or
no, you were just being your stupid self.
And the rep guy seemed very interested. We talked about Bentonville and northwestern Arkansas and all kinds of fun stuff. He was into it. But I
ever been to Mountain Home?
I wish I could give you more particulars about this, but I think you get the drift.
But, I want to tell you about Mountain Home, Arkansas.
That's right. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Amy, what you gonna do?
You like salt pork?
We're gonna get us some pork rinds and some soda pop. So what's going on with you, Miles?
So, you know, people often want me to, you know, they try to recommend movies and TV shows.
I know you have such bad taste. You never take anybody's recommendations.
I don't know, right? Because you're always like, "Hey, Miles, why don't you watch Degrassi Junior High with me sometime?" I'm like, "No, I'm not. You freak. I'm not going to watch that." You know,
no, Chris Hansen. You can't bait me.
Let's go watch Corner Gas together.
Oh, I love Corner Gas. Corner Gas is the best show ever.
No, I mean, but actually your recommendations aren't that weird, but I'm always like, you know, like I'm not going to do it. I'm not gonna
yeah. do it. You're like, no, I'm so watching anyway. Sorority Sisters 5.
Yeah. Right. So, I'm talking to my niece from Chicago about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's like, hey, my husband, you know, Big Dirty Jake, he'd like you to watch this really cool TV show. I'm like, right. No.
What's the name of it?
No, it's funny. It's funny, man. There's cursing and there's nudity and action and, you know, craziness and people, you know, doing stuff, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, I mean, is it good? Oh, yeah, it's my husband, you know, he thinks it's really funny, and he said it's right up your alley, man. You'd really like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't, you know, I don't know. I was like, well, I don't know. Okay, it's been a while since I took a recommendation from somebody. I'm like, okay, I go, what is it called? And I believe it's called Obliterated.
What? I've never heard of this. What?
It's Obliterated. So I think it's on Hulu, I think.
It's on a Hulu called Obliterated. Never heard of it.
I think it's called Obliterated. But,
I'm writing this
down. So I'm like, okay. And so I thank God, like, you know, everyone here had gone to bed pretty much or just wasn't watching it. I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, good. And I turn it on. It's kind of it's more like reminds me a little bit of the show Criminal Minds, but like it's amped up. It's got a lot of action and there are people boinking and, you know, craziness going on, people doing drugs and stuff.
It's Criminal Minds with sex.
Yeah, right? You know, so, you know, like half the cast is naked at some point, you know, it's like, or doing something, you know, some
kind
of.
Okay.
They're, you know, chasing some, you know, bad Russian guy with nukes, you know, and all that. I'm like, all right. Well, I guess this movie's okay. It's a show, I guess. I'm like, and so C. Thomas Howell's in this, right?
Is he naked?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh,
yeah, you're ruining up the whole build.
He was in Red Dawn and Soul Man and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
so. He's like a bomb expert, right? But he like does all these drugs, and so like towards the end of the show,
it's actually just a biopic for C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah, towards the end of the show, he comes walking out in the All Together. You know what I'm saying? Like full frontal.
Oh, really? Whole hog.
Yeah, the whole hog, and I'm like, you know, I really could have went my whole life without seeing, you know, C. Thomas Howell's junk, you know.
So what is the shocking part about it for you? Because you're very familiar with this actor or?
I mean, I really don't, you know, be like watching, you know, Ed Harris come out naked. I'm like, why do I want to see this? I don't want to see it.
Name an actor that you would like to see their junk.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just whatever.
Define act. But no, like he had Manscaped, obviously, for the role. And
wow.
I'm like, okay.
I would think if you're going to do that, if you're going to do some kind of frontal nudity, I think the polite thing to do would be to cut down the weeds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I told my wife, she wasn't really watching. I go, you know what they just showed?
And then she say, rewind it.
I go, see Thomas Howell's dong. They just showed it. Like, she goes, oh, it's a prosthetic. I don't think so.
Really?
So, like a weirdo, we watch it. I have to watch it a second time. I'm like, okay. Just so my wife can see it.
So wait a minute. You didn't want to roll it back, but you're like, well, maybe she has a point. Let me go take another. Let's take another look. Zoomed in. Let's magnify.
Yeah, let's see.
So not only
again,
are you watching the Criminal Minds with sex, you are acting out your version of CSI Iowa, where you're zooming in.
I had to get like 2 feet, you know, from the screen just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Give me those cheaters that you're wearing so I can get a really close look at C. Thomas Howell's dong.
Dong, yeah. I'm like, I thank you for my weirdo family for recommending this show. I just want to thank you. And
Where's that old magnifying glass I had for my Sherlock Holmes costume at Halloween?
Yeah. And I want to tell you what, the second episode was none the better than the first.
Well, we didn't find out. What was your verdict on rolling back the footage?
I think the dude's hanging dong.
Okay, well, then was your wife impressed or no?
More impressed than she is with me. I know that. She's like, I don't know. She's like, he's more of an outie and you're more of an innie. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did she go, oh, I guess it's not?
I don't know. She had a lot to say about it, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm just.
She was calling it Red Dong, I think.
Oh, Red Dong. Okay. I'm just curious if she had any reaction to it. Because she said it was a prosthetic.
I just, all the things that were happening in the show.
You
know. Just, with everything that was happening in the show, you know, seeing him naked in the show, it was really, would have been on the last on my list of things that, you know, like guess the ending, you know, kind of thing. You know, what's going to happen next? Like, oh, nope.
Yeah, wait till you get to that version of Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Ed Asner walks out. Woo!
Mary! You got spunk on your face.
That was pre-manscaping, so, you know.
Yeah, like 70s Bush or something. God. That is so
are you going to watch another episode?
I did actually watch it.
Such a perv.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's see what other 80s heartthrobs will show their ding dongs to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Ralph Macchio? Holy moly.
Oh my goodness.
It's the Karate Kid's ding dong.
Holy cow. He's hung like a dojo.
So are you going to, your niece recommended this to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, allegedly her husband, enjoyed the show so much that he thought I would enjoy it. And
okay, well, apparently he likes C. Thomas.
I don't know.
Wiener.
Whatever he's into, that's fine. You know, whatever you're into, but
was it only male nudity?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't mention any other nudity, so I thought I'd ask.
Well, I mean, but I don't know those other actors, though, because I would say, well, it's, you know,
nameless,
Warner
faceless,
Von Braun,
naked
like,
woman.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
There is a naked woman. Yes. Discreetly covered up.
Okay.
Discreetly.
Discreetly.
But the only other person I knew in there was, and I don't know her name, but she played Princess in The Walking Dead.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, you're more familiar with that show than I am. So.
But, yeah. So, obliterated. There you go.
Obliterated. I don't think I'll be watching.
You don't think so?
Well, first of all, I don't like those criminal shows anyway. And I don't care if you throw sex into the mix. I'm still probably not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. What about C. Thomas Howell? Because you're always going off about Hitcher, you know, and stuff like that. You're always like, oh. Man.
Well, unfortunately, it wouldn't have bothered me as much as it bothers you. But that's obvious. If you go listen to the show, I watched some French show where this guy was walking around naked constantly. So, yeah, no big deal.
No, it was like, I don't know. It was weird. It was like so shocking, though. It took me by surprise. Like, I just wouldn't even have guessed it. You know, like, okay, like. Well, wait a minute.
The irony is C. Thomas Howell is older than you.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Let me look him up. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, all right.
What's your guess?
He's like 54.
Thomas, how old? Googles.
How 57 long
years is... old. Ba-doom-ba.
Ooh, dang. Ooh, shit.
I told you he was older than you.
Yeah.
Because he's been around longer. I mean, hell, he's in the movies.
And longer, too, apparently. Yeah,
well. Yeah. Maybe he's got a secret. He'll be selling some product pretty soon. Did you see my dick in the obliterated? Try. Long genitals. Oh my gosh. I can't believe we're talking about dicks. You scared off our audience with your dick talk.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, audience. Sorry, man.
Till next time.